Driving on next day, and the truth went too far. Too far, very clear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He expects that we should choose the right path and remain on it steadfastly throughout our life. That's why He tells us, أَلَمْ أَحَدِلَكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمُ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُّسْتَقِيمٌ Have I not taken the promise from you, O my servant, that you will not worship the shaitan, he is your enemy, and you will worship me, this is the right and straight path. So this is the right path, leading towards Jannah, towards the paradise. Now, on this right path, we have to keep our firm belief and yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever is there, we have not seen it. We have accepted everything without observing anything. Okay, question. Do you have iman that there is done in the hand? Okay. So most of you are telling yes. And this is wrong. This is wrong. This is not iman. This is observation. Iman means to accept something without observing the thing. So this is not iman. This is observation. So we have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in akhirah, iman in jannah and malaika and everything. What does that mean? That we have accepted that thing on the information of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have witnessed that he was the true prophet. So this is called iman. So we believe without knowing it, without observing it. And we know because the Prophet ﷺ, he told us. So that's why iman has its value because we accepted something without observation. If it would have been observation, no, you are correct. You are observing and you are accepting. Everyone, when he observes something, accepts. So that's why on the day of judgment, Kufar will see. At the time of death, they observe the thing. And at that time, they accept iman, but their iman has no value. Al-An, even Quran, he said at the time of death, Amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun. But that iman was not beneficial to him. Because now it became observation. So iman has its value because we believe in something which we have not observed. Just we have accepted the word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the basic thing. Because we have not observed it, so there can be doubt. So that's why I am telling that there should not be any doubt in our iman. We should be very sure. When someone asks us, are you mu'min? We should reply, sure, I'm mu'min. And there should be a rock under our feet. So firm, no doubt at all. And similarly, we should have a firm belief in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He has promised is right. 100% right. And this is the difference in between us and Allah. The Mashayikh, the Aryadram, they have a 100% firm belief. But our belief becomes weak at some time.
doing a business, our brain tells us, if you do this and this, you will get more value. So we forget what has been told to us by Sharia. So this is the basic point. If we will have a firm belief in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever He has promised, 100% right, then we will be doing the world according to Sharia and Sunnah. We are not following our observation, we will follow the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two parts, basically. Let me give you a few examples from Quran. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was standing in front of the magician. And the magician, the software strings, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. And due to their magic, he felt as if they were what? They were moving. They were snakes. Now at that time, if Musa alayhi salam, he asked from his brain what to do, his observation, what to do, the brain will tell, Hazrat, you have a stick in your hand. So have your grip, firm grip on the stick. And if any snake comes towards you, then beat the snake. You have to be very active at this moment. Be active. And then kill every snake with the help of the stick. This is the message which we can receive from the brain, from the observation. But what was the message given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That so my prophet put the stick on the ground. The brain shouts, what is this? This was the last hope. If you will put this stick on the ground, you will have nothing in your hand. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he never followed the observation. He never followed what was in the brain. He followed what was the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he put that stick on the ground, it became a very big stick. And this ate the small snake, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he was successful. So eventually, the success was for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam because he followed the path of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never followed the observation. He followed what was the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, second example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was standing on the bank of the river. In front, there was a river of water. And on behind, there is a river of men, in between two. And when he looked behind, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. The companions of the Musa al-Islam, they said, oh, now we have been caught. We are no more here. They were depressed. But there was a voice with Yaqeen, قَالَ تَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينِ. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me and He will lead us to the right path. So He will not leave us alone. So Musa al-Islam had a full yaqeen in his heart. Now in this position, ask from the brain what to do. Brain will tell you have a very difficult moment of your life. You cannot run, you have been trapped, and behind you is army. Thousands of army soldiers coming towards you. So please, keep the stick firm in your hand. And you have to fight with this army. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gripped the asa al-bahar, that you should make a stroke of the stick on the water. Now the brain shouts, say, what is this? What will be the benefit if you will make a stroke on the water of no use? If you want to strike, okay, wait a minute. Let's say I'll come here and strike on his head. That will be beneficial. But what was the message? Make a stroke on the water. And the total is up, son. He never followed what was in his brain, what was the observation. He followed whatever was the message by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he made a stroke on the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 12 for him. And subhanAllah, the companions of Musa al-Islam, they all passed the river and they were successful. And when Fir'aun and his army, they also followed them, and they were in between the river, again the path, they were bridged up with the water, and all of them they were drowned. Eventually, the success was far, because Musa al-Islam, who had a firm belief in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After crossing river, they were in the desert, warming the tea. And there was no water at all. So the Sahaba of Musa al-Islam, they came and they requested, there is no water, what to do? The English physician asked the brain what to do. The brain will tell, there is nothing in your hand, except the stick. Take the stick and then slowly dig the earth so that you can dig a well and water should come out from the well. This is what brain will tell. But what was the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to strike on the stone, on the rock. And the brain shouts, oh, if you strike on the rock, the stick will break and you will have nothing in your hand. You cannot even dig the well. But Salat Musa al-Islam, he never followed what was told to him by the brain. He followed what was the promise of Allah, what was the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if not, then he did the asaf al-khajar, strike on the rock. He had a firm belief that whatever is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100% right. I will be successful. So he made a stroke on the rock and the fountain of water came. Water came out in plenty and they were successful. So it means that they followed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were successful. Till the day of judgment, any person who will follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him successful. Our brain will tell us so many things based upon observation. But our observation will be wrong. Our brain's message will be wrong. Whatever we have been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything told to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be 100%. So this is the situation of a mu'min. He has a firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his promises. This is called iman. Okay. There is a very beautiful story in Quran. When Hazrat Musa al-Islam was born, the mother was very happy. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. And we made wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that you should feed him milk. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. And if you are afraid that the police will come and catch this boy and then kill him, فَأَلْقِي بِكَ الْجَانِ. You should put him into the water. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمَّ بِالسَّاحِلِ. And then, يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوبُ لِي وَعَدُوبُ اللَّهِ. A person who is my enemy and his enemy, he will catch him. But that brain tells Allah, what is this? If you want to save this small child, let me put it in a cage. Let me put it in some room, no one should go and no one could see him. It's very easy. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test the firm belief of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. And that's why he said, put him in the water. So she made a box and put the box inside. Her brain was telling her, he will be drowned. Why? Because if you make any hole so that he can breathe, so water can go inside from the hole. And if you close all the holes, he will not be able to breathe. So it means in any case, he is going to drown. The brain says, no way, he cannot remain alive. If you will make a hole in the box, water will go in and he will be drowned. And if you will close all the holes to make it waterproof, it will become airproof. Or he will be able to breathe, so he will die. The brain tells her, your son has to die eventually. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. You should have no fear. You should not have any worry in your heart. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْهِ. We will bring him back to you. وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we have to make him one of the messengers of Allah. We have to make him a prophet. Now this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she is being put to death. What she did? She made a box and put the child into the box. Fir'aun and his wife, they were walking along the bank of the river. So they caught it. The box was open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And we put a special tajalli nur of mahabbat on your face. So that Musa alayhi salam, his face became so attractive that anyone who looked at him, he loved him. So when they opened the box, and the wife of Fir'aun, she looked at the face of this child, she said, لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ. Don't kill him. أَتَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ بَلَدًا. We will get benefit from him, we will make him our son. And then Fir'aun, he thought for a while, why not to kill him? But he was mistaken. He felt, when this child will be brought up in my palace, under my shadow, under my guidance, he will not be harmful to me. So brain told him. And he was mistaken. He said, okay, no problem. He killed thousands and thousands of child. And now, he is making a mistake. Why? With the idea that because this child will be brought up in my hand, he will be obliged to me. He cannot be a violent person to me. So that's why he said, no problem. So they brought this child to the palace. Now they wanted to feed the meal. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made all the milk to haram to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam never took the milk of any woman. They invited so many women to feed the milk to Musa alayhi salam. But Musa alayhi salam, he refused. So in the night, Fir'aun and his wife both were very much worried. So beautiful child, but he is not taking the milk, what will happen? Until it was the day, the night passed. On the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى صَارِخًا إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَنْ رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِنَا. If we had not given a knot on his heart, she could have opened the secret. So, she could have wept. She could have cried. And people would have come to know, oh, it's her child. She is crying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her suffering. So she kept patience. But then she said to the sister of Musa al-Islam, go bring me some news. What is happening there? So the sister of Musa al-Islam, she went to the palace and she saw some scene that everyone was saying, this child is not taking milk. Is there anyone, any woman, who can feed milk to this child? So, the sister of Musa al-Islam, she told Quran, هَلْ أَبُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَقْتُلُونَهُ وَهُمْ غَدُونَ عَصِفًا. Should I tell you about the family? They will feed him the milk, and they will be very well-wisher of this child. So then this sister, she used the word well-wisher. Quran, he becomes attentive. He said, oh, why well-wisher? The girl was very intelligent. She said, oh, we are your followers, we are your subordinates. If you will not be your well-wisher, who will be your well-wisher? He said, okay. So she came back to the home and said, Mom, please come on. This is the situation. So the mother of Musa al-Islam, she went there. And then she said, well, Prophet Musa al-Islam, he started second meal. SubhanAllah. And Quran was very happy. And his wife was very happy. So the mother of Musa al-Islam, she stayed there, according to the Mufassireen, 2 days or 3 days. But then she said, I cannot stay in this palace. I have to go back myself. And Quran then said, okay, if you want to go back to home, take this child with you and we will, and we are fixing salary for you, and in your house we will send the salary towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, and we returned him towards his mother. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ, so that her eyes should become happy. And there should not be any worry in her heart. When it ta'lam, and she should know, أَنَّ عَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, that the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are always right and true. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that most of the people live in it. So there is a difference. That on Ya Allah, they have a firm belief and yaqeen in the promise of Allah. And me and you, brothers, we normally lack in this. Yes. So that's why we do something very special. Otherwise, there is no possibility to do anything very special. So it is our brain which betrays us and tells us that, oh, you should do this, you will get benefit. This is makar of shaitan, and this is the train of our mind. So never do anything which is against Sharia and Sunnah. Our success, our final success, is in following the Sharia and Sunnah. Whatever is the Sunnah of our Prophet, whatever is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our success is if you will just follow. Like a blind person, give your hand in the hand of Rasulullah and walk on this path. Otherwise, the shaitan and nafs, they will take us on the wrong path. So this is the basic message, that we should have firm belief, firm yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has promised that if we will obey and become his obedient servant, on the day of judgment, he will give us his success. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. to follow the right path, to practice our religion in each and every walk of our life, and to follow the way that leads us to the paradise. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.